Go out quickly and compel them to come in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Children, when St. Teresa was your age, when she was 6 years old, she was out walking one day with her father, and they came across a poor old man who was on crutches. St. Teresa asked her daddy if she could have a coin to give him, but the old man refused it with a wry, sad kind of smile. St. Teresa didn't know what to do. She had a piece of cake with her. I would have gone for the cake, but she didn't dare offer it to him for fear of hurting his feelings once again. But in her mind, she made a promise to God that on the day of her first communion, she would pray for that poor man on crutches. And she remembered, she had a long wait, it was 5 years till she was able to make her first communion. She was in her 11th year. You see, she had been told, did any of you ever hear this? That anything you pray for at your first communion will be given to you. And she prayed for that man. She didn't even know his name. Do you remember your first communion day? The same thing these little ones must be feeling this morning. The excitement, do more to anticipation of what is to come. Not so much for the dressing up and the party and the presents and everyone making over the children for a day and their pride in their little ones. Do you remember looking forward, as these little ones do, to receiving Jesus for the first time? Perhaps ever since you were a toddler at the communion rail, you were one of those who, when Father came, would open your mouth and put your tongue out, despite your parents' best efforts to teach you the rule about the finger. Do you remember wanting Jesus to come to you? That's the most important thing. It's a sign that we love him. We long for him. Remember, we call that a holy desire. St. Teresa longed to make her communion when she was 7 years old, children. Her older sister was having her catechism lessons for her communion, and she tried to sneak in. But her older sister, who was teaching the younger one, she said, no, no, you're too young. You can't make your communion yet. And did you ever hear the story about how when she was 15, Teresa wanted to be able to enter the Carmelite cloister where her sister Pauline was already a nun, and she was way too young. And so the family was making a pilgrimage to see the Pope in Rome, and she had this idea, I'll ask the Pope, and maybe he'll let me. Well, that idea came to her first when she was 10 years old. We'd have to wait now still another long year. And she saw the bishop at the train station with the vicar general. And she said to her sister, Marie, she said, let's ask the bishop, and maybe he'll let me go early. And Marie was having none of it, because no special exceptions for them. And she had to wait. In her eagerness for her first Holy Communion, St. Teresa reminds me of another saint and his eagerness for his last communion. Saints resemble each other. They look like each other. And I think your last communion may look a little bit like your first. In the old days, people used to pray for a good death. You can see that in the prayer books. For the grace to receive the sacraments before they die. Now, what with there being so few true priests anymore, and with people today being so very busy when someone is dying about important things like doctors and hospitals and hospice and everything, they often forget about the soul, which will not die. And they often forget to call the priest. That is why we must pray at every communion for the grace to make a good last one. The formal name for that is viaticum, which is Latin for with you on the way. Of course, we should really be receiving communion every time, including your first-time children, as though it were your last. Now remember, St. Teresa says, anything you ask for today will be granted to you. But St. Alphonsus says that that goes for almost all of us the first 5 minutes or so after communion, when our Lord in the sacred host has not yet dissolved in us and we are a tabernacle. We can pray for anything and God will give it us. And that's why you children learned, didn't you? After communion, I must thank our Lord for coming to me. I must tell him that I love him. And I must ask him to bless me and my family and everyone I need to pray for. Your last communion may very well resemble your first, because before you die, very often, God makes you become a child again for the sake of the kingdom. And children are helpless. They need someone to keep an eye on them because they're just little. The priest has to help, and so do others, to get the sacraments, to bring grace, and to say holy words and little reminders. Children, that's why you have a minder and someone pokes you from time to time, just to help you to be good, because this is a long day and it's easy to get distracted, isn't it? And even a little bit confused. Well, never mind. What really matters for your first communion, as well as for your last and every communion in between, is what you feel in your heart, your holy desire, your longing for Jesus to come. When St. Alphonsus, who was a great doctor of the church and writer and theologian and bishop, when he was dying, he had a fever that made him delirious. But what he said really made perfect sense. He couldn't wait for the priest to bring him communion. Give me Jesus Christ, he cried out. And then he stretched out his arms and he said, be quick, let us say Mass. I wish to receive. Let them haste. I wish to receive his body. Give me his body. And several times he prayed, come, my dear Jesus, come to me. And when he had made his communion, well, then the priest stood next to him and whispered in his ear little suggestions of prayers, as you do. And he, who had written so many prayers, was perfectly happy to say the shortest and the simplest ones. Thank Jesus Christ, the priest said, whom you have in your heart, and pray to the Blessed Virgin to thank him for you. The saints, in their eagerness, in their holy desires, I think are like the servants in today's gospel. We're all meant to be like the servants in today's gospel. There's a sense of urgency when the master calls them and says to them, go out quickly, compel them, make them come in. St. Teresa had to wait even for her second Holy Communion, 2 weeks, and only then because, as usual, she spoke up and she asked if she couldn't be allowed to go to communion again. But for us today, since St. Pius X, there are no such strictures. We can come whenever we are prepared. But our Lord talks in the gospel about the different things that get in the way. We're busy with the wife and the work and our farm, and it's hard to fit God into our week, isn't it? Even one extra communion. Parents, I always ask each year, and I make bold to ask you today with a sense of urgency, bring the children back one day this week during Corpus Christi to make a second communion out of just thankfulness, just gratitude, just because. And do it on purpose, perhaps together as a family, for the Feast of the Sacred Heart. Don't let's wait. Go out quickly. Make them come in. Ah, my Jesus, come to me. Children, I'm sure you will always remember your First Communion Day. And I pray that none of us will ever forget to make each communion somehow as though it were our last. And for those other days when we can't come here and receive, remember the little prayer of St. Teresa, I cannot receive Holy Communion as often as I desire, but Lord, are not you all powerful? Remain in me as in the tabernacle. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.